Welcome to Busted Pencils, our activist of the week. He is the author of the best-selling sci-fi series, The Watchers of Ur, the novella series, Solitary, which are both available in paperback and for e-readers. You can follow him on Twitter at Monty Fowler. You can go to his website, LAMONTEMFOWLER.com. He is Lamont M. Fowler, and I think we can just call him Monty, right, Monty?
That sounds good to me.
Monty, welcome to Busted Pencils.
Oh, thanks very much, Tim. Nice to be here.
Regardless of your main sense of writing in sci-fi, you put a piece, you laid some truth on Huffington Post a few weeks back. It's called Read This Before You Say Anything Else About Taking Back America. I read it, and the first thing I thought of was, this piece is so awesome. Literally, we'll say it here, kicks ass, busts pencils. I got concerned, though, because when I read through it, I went, the problem is that I have to be educated to understand the bomb you were dropping on us.
Well, you know, I try to write for the common man, but unfortunately, I think in the last 20 years, maybe 30 years, the level of the common man has dipped a little bit. And that really concerns me. And as someone who's married to a professional educator and a distinguished teacher, you know, I hear from the front lines every night some of the horror stories and challenges around raising the next generation of thoughtful, intellectually curious people. And that really concerns me.
Well, I'm really concerned too. And seriously, when I read pieces like this, as much as I love It's In Your Face, I really get concerned about thinking how many people, you know, at what point are we moving in a direction? Our education system, you know, we've got 30 plus years of accountability, teaching kids to take tests, teaching kids things that actually don't matter. We've got a war on now, you know, absolutely in front of us, a war on quote, you know, truth or whatever you want to call it, alt truth. Hell, I don't even know where we are, if we're at future truth, alternative truth, post-truth, whatever it is. But this whole idea, and, you know, let's come back to it. You say facts, but I want to read a little bit of a piece of this just so people get a sense. So this is, read this before you say anything else about taking back America, from Monty Fowler. I need to drop a little truth on y'all, so buckle up. I'm about to be politically incorrect. Fox News, CNN, MSNBC have an agenda and are not, quote, fair and balanced or in any way unbiased. I'll reiterate, read more. Read newspapers, even online ones. Read lots of opinions and sources. And then, stay with me here, think. Form your own opinion based on as many facts as your brain can tolerate. Speaking of facts, there actually is a difference between facts, opinions, and propaganda. Science is real. We know things because of science. Don't be afraid of it. You have an iPhone and a Facebook because of science. Global warming or climate change, as the cool kids call it, is real. Anyone who tells you it's not real is not smart and is probably not capable of dressing themselves. Racism exists, and you are probably a little racist, and you should work on that. Seriously. Monty.
Yeah.
Man, that's just part of it, dude.
Yeah. I was surprised at the react. Well, actually, I wasn't surprised at some of the reactions I got. I guess I was surprised at how many people resonated with some of the things or all of the things that I was saying in here. So far, about 2.5 million people have read this. I've gotten about 250,000 comments, vast majority positive, some of them exceedingly negative, some of them just plain hysterical for how, you know, much they just mangled the English language. And I absolutely cannot resist poking back a little bit. But the thing that really surprised me was, you know, and if you read the whole thing, you realize that there was a certain amount of snark / sarcasm and satire that was injected into the piece. That's just my tone. That's my natural way of being. I was horrified at how many people didn't get that. Some people were calling me arrogant and lots of other horrible names, and they didn't. The fact that some of it was satirical and some of it was just a little snarky seemed to be completely lost on a certain segment of the population. And I guess after November 8th, I was just like, oh, okay, I get it now.
You know what, though? I don't think it's lost. I mean, I think that's intentional because, I mean, you hit, you know, you really did. You blew up a big bomb here. You hit a truth chord. And for some, I think of the people that are hitting you with negative and going, oh, you're just snarky. Oh, this is just satire. Oh, this is just you being arrogant. You hit them smack in the face with a truth bomb that they just can't handle.
Yeah. Well, and I think, look, some of the things I said in here were I really deeply mean because I'm guilty of them myself. I mean, racism exists. It does. Because you know what? Every single person is a little bit biased, prejudiced, and or racist. You know, and that comes from our upbringing. I don't care where you're raised. You know, we view others as other, and we tend to fear the things that we don't understand. So, you know, I remember walking down the street as a kid with my grandmother, and, you know, if there was a person of color coming up the same side of the street or even across the street, even as a kid, I noticed how she would move her purse to the other side of her body away from the person that was coming and clutch it a little bit tighter. And those types of signals, person doesn't have to say anything like, right. Oh, I think, you know, a certain person is bad. You can tell by their body language, by the way they react, and we all have that. And that's something that as a country, we need to really, really work on. The first place you can work on is just by recognizing it. Hey, you know what? I sometimes think that way too. That's not okay.
Yeah. And I tell you what, that's a hard one. One of our regular activists who's been on the show a few times, Paul Thomas, who, you know, mostly is an education writer, has really been hitting the racism thing really hard. And here's a Southern white man who's saying, you know, exactly what you just said and saying, we need to admit this. And so, you know, and again, I encourage everybody to please go to Huffington Post if you haven't already. Even though there's 2.2 million readers, there are still 200 million plus readers that still need to get this. It's at the Huffington Post. It's Monty Fowler. It's read this before you say anything else about taking back America. Because for me, this is an education in what you did in this piece. And that was why I wanted to feature you as our activist of the week specifically, because what you did in this, you know, page and a half that people print out, your stream of consciousness, your thought, though, is really lay out why education matters. And these issues are so important. I want to get to one of your other pieces, and I want to quote it, though, too. And I love, because this is, you know, it's a teacher's show for the most part, but be nice. This is from Monty. Be nice to the people who teach your children. Don't send them nasty emails or yell at them. Their job is 10,000 times harder than your stupid job. You're not a professional educator, so just shut your mouth and be thankful someone is willing to teach your offspring. Now, teachers are loving that, but you know what? I put that on my Facebook page. It was amazing the amount of people who were like, oh my God, spot on. Thank you, Tim. Thanks for putting Monty's stuff up. This is great. However, boy, you know, they were few, but I got a ton of people going, you know, how arrogant are you? What do you mean my job's stupid and all this stuff? But I mean, this sense, are you protecting educators here because your wife's an educator, or do you mean this piece?
Well, I mean it for a couple of reasons. One, I'm married to an educator, and she was a mid-career. She switched over to be an educator, and, you know, she didn't have to. She had a great career beforehand and made a lot of money and raised our kids, and she sacrifices every day to do that job, and that job is super important. I mean, I can't imagine, other than maybe being the doctor that saves your life in the ER, I can't imagine another job where you shoulder so much responsibility, because you're literally shaping the mind, the personality, and the citizenship of another human being every single day. And you're doing it to 25 or 30 kids every year, year after year. That's huge. And it's hard. And it requires an extremely dedicated person, someone who is very, very serious about their craft, someone who's willing to sacrifice hundreds, if not thousands, of additional hours that you never get paid for. So I'm sorry. You know, I know what I do for a living, and the amount of money that I get paid. And frankly, it's obscene when you compare what I do and what I get paid to do with what my wife and all of her colleagues do.
Now, what you do is obscene to get paid that much, or no?
No. The fact that I get paid four times as much as my wife and every other teacher that I know.
Well, you must be doing well, because we know teachers are well overpaid.
Oh, yeah, I know. But it's a ridiculous equation in our culture when you consider that you're shaping human beings. I'm just selling crap that people probably don't even need. That's backward to me. So I get very frustrated when I hear people complain about teachers, and I get just straight up mad when I hear stories of parents coming in and shaking their finger in teachers' faces and literally trying to tell them how to do their job. They are professionals, just like your doctor, your lawyer. You would never dream of walking into a lawyer's office or your accountant's office and yelling at them, telling them they don't know how to do their job. You would never do that, because you know that they've got a specialized education, they've passed a specialized licensing, and they know more than you do. Why don't we afford that same courtesy and respect to teachers? I just don't understand it.
It's a wonderful question, and I want to remind people what you just said, though. So be nice to the people who teach your children.
Yeah.
I think we need to read this. You end with a piece that I think everybody needs to hear. We are the United States of America, and we can afford to, quote, house every homeless veteran, feed every child, and take in every refugee, and still have money left over for Starbucks and a bucket of KFC. There it is, right there. Monty Fowler, thanks for busting some serious pencils on some selectively uneducated people.
My pleasure, and I'll endeavor to keep doing it.